that was really great. And what a wonderful way to start out the day. Thank you all. Thank you both very much. So I think at this point, do you want to introduce our guests in the room?
Sure. Thank you, Chairman Kennedy. I'd like to introduce some of the participants in today's meeting and just make a few brief comments. Representing the University Senate's conference, Kiros Mohammadan, Associate Professor, Department of Civil and Materials Engineering at Chicago campus. Representing the Urbana-Champaign campus Senate, Joyce Tolliver, who's an Associate Professor, Department of Spanish, Italian, and Portuguese. And representing the Chicago campus Senate, Brian Kay. Would you raise your hand? Thanks, Brian. Associate Professor of Communication. Representing the academic professional staff, Colleen Pearson, Assistant Head for Administration, Department of Medicinal Chemistry and Pharmacognosy. And also in attendance today from Faculty Governance, Nick Berbulis, who chairs, Nick is in the back of the room, chair of the University Senate's Conference. That's the organization where the three Senates come together. And Phil Patson, who's Secretary of the Chicago Senate and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. And I haven't seen Matt Wheeler this morning, but he would have that same responsibility as Chair of the Executive Committee at the Urbana campus. It's my practice over the last several meetings to offer a few comments about some of our faculty, and I wanted to digress somewhat from that today and speak about one of our giants who passed on December 30th. This board honored Carl Rose about 2 years ago. Carl Rose was a truly incredible individual who practiced his science on the Urbana campus. If you were to review an abbreviated bio for Carl, you would say that he's a native of Syracuse, New York, earned his bachelor's from Amherst, a doctorate in biophysics from Yale, and joined the faculty in 64, and continued to work until his death about a month ago. But as you know, Carl changed the world, or in some sense, our understanding of the world. Early in his career, Carl challenged the established wisdom regarding the origins of life and the notion that there are two domains of life, plant and animal. In the commendation to Woese written on the occasion of his receiving the Crawford Prize in Biosciences in 2003, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said that Woese's identification of a third domain of life, archaea, was a startling discovery that forced the rewriting of textbooks. His work was called pioneering, and he revolutionized our views on biodiversity. To this list of superlatives, I would add that Carl was simply courageous. There are no guaranteed outcomes from scientific inquiry, and some of the results may be even unwelcome as they challenge accepted scholarship, and that's what Carl did. Carl was writing a textbook about the genetic code in the late 1960s, and his findings were not well embraced. In fact, they were not. And initially, he was a subject of derision and criticism. But thanks to the principle of academic freedom, protected scrupulously by our university and others around the world, Carl was allowed to continue to question and to search for the very origins of life. He was able to continue to publish his research in respected journals. We were encouraged him to continue to work, his colleagues did from here and around the world, and to the point that his findings could no longer be ignored and in fact argued against. Why did he do it? I turned to Carl's words from A New Biology for a New Century, which was an abstract that he wrote in 2004. Science is an endless search for truth. Any representation of reality we can develop can only be partial. There is no finality. Sometimes no single best representation. There is only deeper understanding, more revealing and evolving representations. Scientific advance, then, is a succession of newer representations superseding older ones.